The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
So, National League Baseball was kind of interesting last night, and we got a lot to get to. So let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on The Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you're so inclined, you can watch us on live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on Watch Us on Live Stream. And it's a Wednesday where we do things a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, whine about the disrespect for your running back, put odds on it. What are the odds this is going to be a better show than yesterday, Hoffman?
I'd like to hope so.
Yeah, I'm going to go 85%.
I like to hope so.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about today's show. So, day three for you not drinking. How's that going?
Do you want the truth?
Yeah,
or do you...
no, I want the truth. The people want the truth.
I feel horrible.
Okay.
I feel horrible. And I don't think it's the alcohol that I'm missing. I really feel like I was firmly addicted to sugar. Mm. And not having any sugar is brutal. And when you don't have sugar and you don't have any carbs,
yeah,
your body doesn't really have anything to burn up. So... and I'm like, most of the food I'm eating isn't very fatty, so I'm not even able to really burn fat. It's just like lean meats and vegetables. So I think I'm just burning up all my stored fat, which luckily I've got a lot of.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's still not, it doesn't feel good, you know, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Well, it's, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? I'm going to man up and I'm going to make it 27 more days.
Good for you.
Thank you.
I'm a week and a half in.
And then today my wife broke me to some news that that I didn't like. Apparently, she says that you slowly introduce things back after this diet.
Yeah.
So I can't just go and wreck shop the day after
Which is kind of what you used to do after fight camp.
Yeah, day 31, I'm thinking, oh, that's Halloween. I'm going to eat my kid's entire bag of candy. But she said, no, that's not how it works. You're not allowed to do it like that.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah, I'm a week and a half in and down 10 pounds from where I started, which is, you know, it's a start. It's about almost 25% of what I need to lose.
Yeah.
So I feel today's the first day I felt like, okay, I can see a difference. I feel better. Yesterday I felt like crap. And I think it's just... and I was thinking, well, maybe it's alcohol withdrawal, but hell, it'd been like 10 or 11 days. It should have happened a week ago. So I don't know what it was. I just didn't have any energy yesterday. But today I'm ready to rock and roll. We're going to have fun on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And, you know, just put odds on everything when you call. We do things a little bit differently. And I'm also excited because it's hockey night. Hockey season starts tonight. John, did you auto draft last night? Be honest.
Yeah.
Because you drafted way better than you would have if you'd have been there. No offense.
Thank you.
Yeah, your team's actually good for once. This should be interesting.
Yeah, I also auto-drafted, not on purpose. I just completely slipped my mind. I think mostly because I feel like crap.
Well, all the guys you took were guys I thought you would have taken. So.
Well, it worked out. I mean, my team doesn't look too bad. In fact, there's a lot of guys that, like, this is the third year in a row we've kept guys, and most of these guys I've kept for now 3 years. And then, the guys that I was, like, having to make a decision on should I drop them or not, I just, my auto draft knew that they were on my team last year, on my championship team, and they redrafted them. Like Logan Couture is redrafted. Corey Perry, I'm sure, has been on my team. I don't think he's good anymore, but I'm pretty sure he's been on my team every year since we've been playing fantasy hockey.
Yeah, and he's been really good up until now. He's kind of broken, but he can still score a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I like my team. Every year, I kind of feel like, okay, this is my year to win it. I usually win the President's Trophy and then get beat in the finals or in the semifinals. It's like I always have the worst week in the playoffs. This year, I don't feel like I have a President's Cup winning team.
Okay.
I feel like I have a team that's going to need some work as the season goes on. But we shall see. Brother Bear, that's what the odds. Houston should have been first choice over Seattle for an expansion NHL team. Or are they just trying to make up for the loss of the Supersonics? Listen, Seattle's going to be a great NHL market, and they should be the top choice. I've said all along, Seattle, their arena is not ready yet, so an expansion team makes perfect sense. When there's a relocation, Houston will get a team.
Yeah.
So just be patient. I wouldn't have any hatred towards Seattle for getting a team because that was kind of in the cards all along, but. If you read my great preview, I give you four teams to keep an eye on that will wind up showing up.
Okay.
Possibly in Houston.
Someday.
So, yeah. That's why I ask you what diet I'm doing. I can't talk about it yet because it's a client and they haven't signed the paperwork. So as soon as they do, I'll be telling you all about it.
Okay.
But so far, so good. I mean, I don't know if it's just the fact that I'm not drinking a half a bottle of whiskey every night or, you know, it's that I'm dieting and exercising. So, also, we will not be in Beaumont Friday. Is that correct, John?
That is correct.
Yes. Breaking news.
So, tomorrow we'll be at Bombshells on Fuquay. Friday we will not be at Luke's because it's supposed to be the usual suspects and us, but the usual suspects will not be on because of the Astros.
And we'll probably be shortened because of the Astros.
I think we'll be significantly shortened. It's just a matter of when the Astros actually end. Being that it's a playoff game, we'll probably get an hour 15 maybe on the show. Maybe
that's kind of my guess.
Yeah. So maybe half a show, but we'll be in studio Friday so that we can jump on right after the game's over. So, but we are rescheduling sometime in the next few weeks. It just depends on when we have a Friday open.
Okay.
But we will get back over there. And we're out a bunch these days. So, yeah. And again, the Beaumont thing, love going over there. Just has to fit with the schedule for everything else because it is a little bit of a haul for us.
Yeah.
So, and we didn't want to go out there and do an hour show.
Right.
And have people come out there and watch the Astros and then only get to hear us for an hour, which.
Yeah. We want to make a show for the people.
Yeah. That's the thing. We go there. We want it to be all about Beaumont and the Golden Triangle.
The Beaumaniacs.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. 713-780-ESPN. Hey, I don't care too much about National League Baseball, but that was a hell of a game last night.
It was a good game. I'm bummed that I fell asleep in the 11th inning. So
me too.
Did you?
So yeah, I woke back up.
I tried to watch it, and when the Cubs scored that run, I was like, oh man, we got ourselves a game here. And it wasn't the crazy, you know, 9-7 game that is maybe a little more palatable for Joe Fan, but it was really good pitching. It was a well played game, and yeah, congrats to the Rockies. Makes it an exciting series. I'm cheering for the Rockies Brewers winner to play in the World Series.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I'd like to see one of those two. I'd kind of like to see the Brewers.
I would too.
It's hard not to root for the Rockies because Denver's kind of on the list of possible destinations, especially now that we're not going to have sex robot brothels in Houston.
Oh, we got to talk about that. I'm so pissed.
But so yeah, I kind of I'd like to see the Rockies win, but if not, I mean, I think the Brewers. That'd be such a great story if they were to get to the World Series and then have the Astros smash them in five games. But still, so 713-780-ESPN is your number on What Are the Odds Wednesday. 713-780-3776. See what your buddy Le'Veon Bell's going to do. He's going to come back during the bye week.
Yeah. I mean, I guess at least he's saying he's coming back.
Yeah. I'm kind of...
Like, if you're coming back, if you're already saying I'm coming back, just come back now.
Well, he wants that get paid for a week off is what he wants.
I guess so.
It's kind of a... You know what? I'm kind of Team Bell on this, but that is kind of a dickweed move. No question. But, you know, guy wants to get paid. After what I saw happen to Earl Thomas, I'm not going to bitch at him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's happening. And then the other thing, we didn't get to this yesterday. You see, they're not done with Baylor. NCAA's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They got the...
No one's talked about it in a long time.
Dreaded lack of institutional control allegation. And they've sent Baylor a notice of that, which targets both the school and former head coach Art Briles. And Baylor has 90 days to respond, and then the NCAA has 60 days to reply. So I don't want to get into too many details, but for those of you who thought the Baylor thing was over, now the NCAA is involved.
Well, then this is where I'm always kind of torn. Is this something that, I mean, Baylor's basically cleaned house, right?
Yeah, and I as bad as it was, is there anybody left that had anything to do with it?
So now Baylor, the university, is going to be punished while Kendall Briles is down here in Houston running up scores. I mean, Art Briles isn't doing anything.
By the way, over on UH Tulsa tomorrow.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's fair or not, but it is.
Yeah, it's there has to be a punishment of some sort, but I also kind of feel like, you know what? They cleaned house. They went in. They got rid of all the people that were responsible, and they're trying to start over. And, you know, that stigma is going to be with them for a long time, just like it's always going to be with Penn State, but none of those people are left. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Bill Advisor. I've been telling you about him for a while. If you've got a cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're paying too much. I know what you're thinking. I'm not paying too much. I got a great deal. Maybe you did get a good price, but your bill always goes up. You need to get with Bill Advisor. They work directly with your providers. They're going to reduce your monthly rates, not lower your service, just lower your bill. They're winning for our listeners week in and week out. Most are saving $800 a year. They guarantee they're going to save you at least $300. And many are saving thousands. That's thousands with an S at the end. Still no setup fee. The service is still just $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. Start saving now. Text the word GO to 232323. Your personal Bill Advisor is going to get your information and start working for you. One more time, text the word GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Appreciate you listening however you're doing it, whether it's on ESPN 97.5 or SportsMap 94.1. I flip back and forth when I'm driving around. SportsMap 94.1 is really good inside the Beltway. But just depends on where you are. You can catch both of them. You can also catch us on the stream. You can catch us on the app. You can go back and listen to the podcast later. Or you can watch us on live stream. So many ways to watch the show or listen to the show. And we appreciate each and every one of you. 409 says, I was working out in the gym the other day. This older guy I thought was all sweaty. Turned out he was covered in baby oil.
Yeah,
what the hell? That's just gross. I had a guy, I went to the sauna today after my workout, and I was just sitting there, and dude walks in on his phone on speaker and then carries on a conversation in Spanish for a good 15 minutes. I'm just like, really? Because I don't bring my phone in there because I don't want to mess it up. But I kind of feel like now I shouldn't have my headphones on so I can listen to music instead of some guy trying to mack his girlfriend. I have a bunch of like NFL stuff we can get to. I had a bunch of college stuff. We didn't get to our early look at the line yesterday because we had Eric on a Tuesday. So we'll get to that today as well. But I do have Larry Brown Sports graded each NFL team. And I kind of want to play a game with you.
Okay.
I want to give you the team and you give me what you think the grade is.
So like how they've done so far
yes,
this year?
Yes, how they've done so far.
Okay.
So through four games. And obviously, this is based on what they've done on the field.
Okay.
So, not what we expected them to do. Arizona Cardinals?
A D minus?
I give them a D.
Okay.
I would give them lower than that, but okay. D is pretty bad. Atlanta Falcons?
Oh, 1-3. They've played better than that, but results are results. I mean, I'll go C minus.
D plus.
Okay.
Very close.
Not far off.
Baltimore Ravens.
I think an A.
That's an A. Ding, 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 ding. Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, this should be an easy F, but they had that one game where they went crazy.
No, we had no idea where that came out of nowhere.
I'll throw a D at them also.
D plus.
Okay. Was that better or worse? That's better than the Cardinals, right?
That's
they've got a win.
Better than the Cardinals.
Yeah, in your face, Cardinals.
And tied with the Falcons.
Okay.
Carolina Panthers.
They've had a bye week, so they've got less of a sample size.
They're
2-1, I'll go B.
B plus.
Okay.
I don't think you should. I don't think they should do bye weeks until you played four games.
I'm with you. That's too early.
Yeah. Chicago Bears.
I mean, is this relative to expectation or?
This is just based on how they performed so far.
Okay. I'll give them a B plus.
They gave them an A.
So they give the Ravens the same grade as the Bears?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem fair.
Yeah.
But okay.
I digress. I know. You're a Ravens guy. Cincinnati Bengals.
I guess they're probably A minus, A.
They deserve it. Yeah, if those two are A's, the Bengals have to be an A, right?
I guess so.
Yeah. Cleveland Browns.
I mean, what's the Browns' records? 1-2-1?
1-2-1.
C?
They give him a B minus. I give him a C minus.
So it's all relative to expectations.
Pretty much. I mean, I think you can't quite get rid of that. Dallas Cowboys.
I'll go with another C.
Yeah, that's a perfect C. Denver Broncos.
2-2. Could have easily been 3-1. I'll go with a B.
B minus.
Okay.
Detroit Lions.
And they blew the door off the Patriots, but
they've done nothing else.
Done nothing else. They're like the Bills. What was the Bills' grade? D plus.
Yeah,
I'll go D plus.
D plus is correct.
Okay.
The Joe Blank Packers.
Oh. I mean, you know what? I'm gonna go. I'll go with a C or a C plus.
B minus.
Okay. Where are they? They're 2-2, right?
Yeah. Well, no, they're like 2-1-1.
2-1-1, okay. Yeah.
So that seems fair. Your beloved Houston Texans, whom you worship.
They didn't win a game.
They're 1-3.
Their game doesn't feel like as emphatic as the game the Bills won or the game that the Lions won. But I also don't want to give them a straight D because that's what Arizona got, and they haven't won a single game.
Maybe Arizona should have had a lower grade.
Maybe so. I'll go with a D.
A D is correct. Seems fair, right?
It does seem very fair.
I almost would go D minus because I still think the...
They did win a game.
Yeah, but they got lucky doing it. However, if they're going to be a D, I'll tell you this. The Indianapolis Colts have a higher grade than they do.
What's it, Colts about a C minus?
C minus, yeah. Your Jacksonville Jaguars?
B minus?
Give them an A.
Oh, okay.
3-1. They
lost that game to the Titans.
Yeah, that Titans game, it's like somebody dropping a full diaper in the middle of a buffet. You know, you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs?
It has to be an A.
It's A plus.
Okay. Yeah.
L.A. Chargers.
I wouldn't give them an A-plus because I've seen their defense.
Still unbeaten.
L.A. Chargers are a C-plus.
B-minus. Very close. L.A. Rams.
A-plus.
The Miami Dolphins.
B-plus.
A-minus.
Okay.
That seems fair.
Yeah.
Minnesota Vikings.
Boy. I mean, relative to expectations, about an F. I'll go with a C-minus.
C-minus is correct. You guys agree. New England Patriots.
B-minus?
C.
Are they 2-2?
They're 2-2.
Okay.
New Orleans Saints.
This is a team, their record's better than the team has looked. I'll go B-plus.
B-plus is correct.
Okay.
I'm giving their fans an F-minus. Yeah, Saints fans, you have to win me back. I've loved you for a long time, and now we're enemies. New York Giants.
They 1-3?
Yeah.
One win over the Texans? That ain't good.
Nope.
I'll go D-plus.
D, it is.
Mm.
New York Jets. Very similar to the New York Giants. One win, and then, eh.
Yeah, I'll go D-plus again.
Also a D. Oakland Raiders.
Ooh. This one's tough because the Raiders are 1-3.
Well, they think
they could have conceivably lost the Browns game.
Yeah, well,
but we're literally a moment away from winning the Jets and Dolphins games. Or not the Jets and Dolphins. It was the Dolphins and the Broncos.
Yeah. The Broncos game is the one they blew late.
I'll go a D plus.
They are given an F because it says for all the chatter, the Raiders should be 0-4. They would be 0-4 had the referees gotten the call right at the end of regulation and their win over the Browns.
Did they mention that in the Texans write-up?
They did not.
Okay.
They did not. I got to be honest with you. The way they explained that, it seemed like the right call to me, but I could see why Browns fan would be pissed. Philadelphia Eagles.
C-plus?
C. Seems about right for a 2-2 team. Pittsburgh Steelers.
D-plus.
D.
Ooh.
San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, they did win a game, but God, it's looking bleak now. I'll go D plus.
They gave him an F.
Oh no,
that seems harsh.
Yeah.
Seattle Seahawks.
Are they 2-2?
Yes. They started 0-2 and they've won the last 2 weeks.
I'll give them a C.
C plus.
Okay.
A little better than that. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Also 2-2.
Boy, you talk about arrow pointing down. You know, after 2 weeks, you were like, oh, these guys are the surprise.
They were an A-plus after 2 weeks.
I'll go a B-minus.
C-plus, so pretty much in the same range. Tennessee Titans.
It has to be an A or an A-minus.
It's an A. I think I'd give them an A-plus. I think they're way ahead of what I thought they would be. And finally, your Washington Redskins, who also had a bye.
Yeah, what are they, 2-1?
Yeah.
B-plus?
A-minus.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think D is about right for the Texans. I honestly feel like D minus is probably more fair for the Texans. I mean, they really shouldn't have won that one game.
Well, I mean, once you get through that that D minus F range,
yeah,
you just know it ain't good.
You know you suck.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what it is.
I mean, you're in the same grouping as the Cardinals and the
right.
You know, but there's a bunch of bad teams. What did you say, John?
Vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom. Tell you guys about Republic Harley-Davidson, what they've got going on. They are the number one Harley dealer in Houston, and it shows. When you walk in the door, you're going to realize they're treating you the right way. The staff is friendly, reliable, experienced. They're well-trained. They've got over 200 bikes in inventory, including a ton of the new 2019s, the largest selection of 2018s and 19s in Houston. They've got what you're looking for. They've got the ride that you're looking for. And it's no worries October. Buy any new Harley, get a 3-year extended service plan and 3-year priority paid maintenance. All you'll have to worry about is gas. How about that? Bring in your trade in today and ride out on a new Harley. October 6th, they're going to have an OU Texas college football tailgate party. All the TVs will have college football on. It'll be contests like trivia, kick a field goal, football toss. They're going to have food and drinks, door prizes throughout the day. And then there's going to be a police escorted ride out of Republic Harley-Davidson ending in Bombshells in spring. Registration starts at 9, KSU at 10:30 a.m. And that's going to, it's for a cause benefiting breast cancer. So that's always a good thing. And later on this week, or this month, the biggest, baddest bike night. Last chance for customers to register to win the 2019 Lowrider. Winners are going to be drawn this night and must be present to win. One Wheel Revolution is going to be performing their stunt show throughout the night. There's going to be live music by midnight release and door prizes drawn throughout the night. Food and refreshments also available. Come see why Republic Harley-Davidson's Houston's number one dealer. Stop in and visit them, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open at republichd.com.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. Hey, did you see that Dana White says the 229 pay-per-view is trending toward 3 million buys?
He said today that it's going to be the biggest card in UFC history, the biggest moneymaker in UFC history.
He says it's because Conor has become very famous.
Yeah.
So a lot of people have been asking what you think about that. I think you've been pretty consistent all along, right, that you think he's losing.
Yeah. And that's my thought, but there's going to be people out there who think otherwise. I hope a lot of them start to think otherwise before Saturday, so the number tightens up.
What's the number?
Minus 160. Mm. I'm looking for minus 130.
You might get minus 120 by Saturday.
I'd wait till the end. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But dude does sell fights, so I'll give him credit. I mean, he's a hype man is what he is. And if I'm Dana, I'm happy with that. I mean, 3 million buys? That's pretty damn good. To have that many this early, because I don't know about you, but I never order until
I order like 10 minutes before.
Yeah. I'll be sitting there going, I'll go ahead and buy this one. So 713-780-3776. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So if you want to get in, you can do that. And we've got all kinds of stuff to get to today, including how excited are you about this Yankees-A's game. The A's are basically just going to use their bullpen.
Really odd choice, right?
I mean, if that's the strength of your team, one game to win.
I guess so.
Who would you feel better about as a starter, throwing a starter out there? As opposed to, hey, we're just going to throw our entire bullpen.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do. But they're starting a guy they basically waived earlier in the season. They were just like, you're not good enough to play for us.
Yeah, but he's Australian.
Now, we need you to start the most important game of our season right now.
And just give me two innings, probably what they're saying. And he's Australian. It means he's good, right?
I don't know.
Because the Aussies have produced so many great baseball players.
Who's the greatest Australian baseball player?
Carlos Correa.
He's not Australian.
Oh. Aaron Judge.
Not Australian. Mm. I think it's David Ortiz. I mean, it has to be him, and he's not a pitcher.
Oh, boy. All right, let's squeeze out a phone call. Tony has an MMA question for AJ. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, guys? I guess I forgot it was Wednesday, so I'll form this question in this manner. What are the odds that all the outlandish comments Connor made towards Khabib and I guess his family or his training partners or whatnot affected Khabib mentally whatsoever? And I'll hang up and listen.
I don't think Khabib can get frazzled. I don't think that you can get in his head. I said the same thing when Connor fought Nate Diaz. That's what made Nate Diaz such a troubling matchup for Connor, is there was no psychological battle that he could win, because Nate Diaz, I don't know if Nate Diaz was just too dumb or too stoned. He didn't care. None of it fazed him.
Yeah.
Like Connor would use words and Nate Diaz was like, what does that mean? I think there's a little bit of that in Khabib. Like, I mean, the language barrier is there. And I just think he's just so ultra focused on just one thing, and that's hurting Connor. and proving that he's the greatest.
It's hard to get in a Russian dude's head.
It is.
Look how long it took Andre Ward to get in Kovalev's head. It took two fights. It's almost impossible. Rick asks, what are the odds the Browns win another game before the Indians do? I'm going to go about 2%. I would be stunned if the Indians are swept in this series.
I would be too.
And I don't think the Browns are winning Sunday, but we shall see. Bernardo says, what are the odds Dana is lying? The Mayweather-McGregor did $4.3 million to have $3 million before the fight is a big number.
He says it's trending to where it's going to sell $3 million. Yeah. He doesn't think it's going to sell $4.3.
No. But I mean, to say trending is pretty wide open. Could mean just about anything. I mean, it could mean that at this time of week, this is what would put them on pace for $3 million. I'll be honest, I don't know if I'm ordering the fight or not. I'll decide at the last minute. I may not be awake that late because we'll have the Astros game in the afternoon and we'll have to do Astro stuff for Sports Map. So I may be out by then because I'm an old. What are the odds Yankees and A's combined for more than 12 pitchers used tonight? That's a pretty good number. 12?
Boy, if that happens, it's like you could forget about the under on that game.
Yeah. I think they'll use a lot, but I don't know if they'll use that many. And 702 asking if I have any hockey plays tonight. I do not. The only one I'm looking at is Calgary-Vancouver over 5.5 goals. That's the only one I'm even remotely interested in, and I just don't think I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
Greatest Australian baseball player of all time?
Okay.
Grant Balfour.
Isn't Grant Balfour a hockey goalie?
No.
That was Ed Balfour.
Oh.
Grant Balfour was a relief pitcher for, he mostly played for the Twins.
Oh.
Twins, Reds, Brewers, Rays.
I don't like the chances for the A's tonight. I'm just going to throw that out there based on what Jong just told me.
Is he better than Jose Altuve? Altuve's from Australia.
No, he's not.
Oh.
I think Alex Bregman is.
No. No. There's no Australian Astros, guys.
Damn.
Well, Grant Balfour and a thing named David Nielsen
are the two greatest. That's the guy who does the ratings.
Yeah, he created TV ratings.
Yeah.
No, wrong guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that Bob Nielsen?
No.
Jesse asks, what are the odds a 1-3 team will turn it up in the next three quarters of football? Talking about Texans, Raiders, Falcons. I still think the Falcons, if you were to ask me which 1-3 team could pull things together to make the playoffs, I'd say the Falcons. But man, that defense is so bad.
They're bad.
But so's the Texans defense. So's the Raiders defense.
Yeah.
That's the thing that kind of scares me. I think, all three of those teams can probably put some points up, but can they stop anybody?
Okay. So you say of the 1-3 teams most likely to make it is the Falcons. Which of the 3-1 teams would you say is least likely to make the playoffs?
Miami.
Okay. Over the Titans?
Yeah. I think Titans have a better shot of making it than Miami does.
Over the Bears?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the Bears, too. Don't get me wrong. And I think the Bears are a team that's going to get better and better as the season goes on. So the fact that they're off to a good start, I think it's a great sign for Chicago because I think Trubisky's going to get more and more comfortable with Matt Nagy as the season goes on. And they've got some weapons. And, man, that Khalil Mack trade was a game changer because their defense was already really good.
Yeah.
And now you've thrown that guy in there. Blake asks, what are the odds Zeke goes for over 200 yards from scrimmage again Sunday? It's a possibility.
He's dinged up, though.
He's dinged up, but he's probably going to catch the ball 7 or 8 times for 120 yards out of the backfield because the Texans could not guard you out of the backfield.
Ryan wants to know, what are the odds Notre Dame runs the table with traditionally strong opponents looking bad this year to make the playoff? And if they do, which Power 5 conference gets left out? If they do run the table, I think they make the playoff. I was also seeing that Notre Dame as a favorite against top 25 teams.
Or like, on the road?
Yeah, it's like 3-15 or something like that.
Yeah, 3-15 ATS, and it's barely, it's not much better straight up.
Mm.
I kind of like Virginia Tech this week. Because, obviously, I don't know where the hell that Old Dominion game came from.
No.
But you draw a line through that, do you really think they'd be getting, 7.5 points at home against Notre Dame? And they've been pretty good other than that.
Yeah.
Trevor asked, what are the odds the Jags D can stop Kansas City? I don't know, but I can't wait to watch that game. That's like your classic matchup. What are the odds it's the best all-around sports weekend of the year? for a Houston fan, it's probably up there. You get the Cowboys, you get your Astros in the playoffs. No, Rockets are in preseason, yeah, so that doesn't count. It's a pretty good week for me because we'll get the Astros, we get Texans, Cowboys. I get hockey starting. I can't wait to get home because I'm just going to watch the Leafs and the Canadiens tonight.
Are you really? You're going to watch that over the baseball, huh?
Yeah, I'll watch the end of the baseball because the hockey game will be over way before baseball is, and I only need to watch the last three innings. So we shall see. What are the odds HBO quit boxing to get rid of Jim Lampley? That's mean. I wonder, are they ending that show too?
I would guess so.
Yeah. Which he does a nice job on that show. I don't know how many people actually watch it. But it's a good show if you're into boxing at all. I mean, he does a really nice job, and it's behind the scenes stuff, and it's really good. But I hate to see HBO out of the business, but what are you going to do?
Yep, it's a bummer.
All right, I'm still trying to find my copy.
That's why you're vamping.
Yeah, but the good news is, especially MMA's still out there. You want to bet the fight, you heard AJ's number, right? You know where to go, MyBookie. And you can bet, you want to bet some of the hockey tonight? You got that, whatever you're into. And tonight, as a matter of fact, I'm going to be probably playing some horses at Woodbine on Wednesday night. That's what I do on MyBookie. They've got everything I could possibly want. Whether it's the race book, whether it's the sports book where I can get in on college football, NFL, CFL, I can get in on hockey, I can get in on fights, anything I want. You want to get in on the soccer, Jerry's been killing, they got that too. And the cool thing is about MyBookie, they're safe, reliable, they've been in business for years. That's why I use them. I've been using them for a couple of years now. I don't use any other site because when you win, they actually pay. And that's been a problem with some other sites I've used. So that's a big, big deal. In-game live betting, great player perks, and they just have all kinds of options for you. Want to bet entertainment, it's there. They got you covered. All my bets this weekend I'll be putting on MyBookie. All you have to do is go to MyBookie.ag or on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie and get your account started. Right now they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. All you have to do is use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. Hey, we're crawling until we can't walk. Join ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1, and it's a Houston thing. Saturday, October 20th, in the first annual Houston Sports Pub Crawl, it's going to be the biggest group of Houston sports fans repping their team or teams while hitting the hottest pubs, bars, and restaurants downtown on Main Street. Get in now before the prices go up. It's just $20, but you'll cash in because it comes with the limited edition Houston Sports Be Someone shirt, pub crawl wristband, cup and koozie, a sample of Thrive Plus,
I know,
and $3 drinks. Tickets are available now at htxpubcrawls.com. Hurry before the prices go up. John, do we know what places the pub crawl is going to?
No, but I'll try to find out.
Right, it goes where it goes.
Just kind of curious, since I'm hosting the thing, I'd like to know if I'm going to any of my favorite
The Woodlands.
No, it says downtown.
Oh, okay. Downtown Woodlands.
Nope, that's not The Woodlands. Squeeze in a call real quick. Chase, you're on The Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, I know you both were pretty low on Mike Vrabel as the head coach going into the season. He's got his Titans in first place in the AFC South right now. You guys think that they're real contenders? And what do you guys think of Vrabel as the head coach now? Has your opinions changed at all?
My opinion hasn't changed. I mean, has he had a good start? Absolutely. There's no denying it. But Eric Warner asked me this yesterday if I was ready to eat crow on him yet. And I may by the end of the year. It ain't now. I don't know. I feel like it's fool's gold what I've seen so far with Tennessee.
Yeah, so far I like what I've seen. I think he's done some. I mean, he's found the right formula for them to win games. And to go in and beat Jacksonville, Jacksonville's impressive, but it's a four-game sample size, man. Feels like all these guys trying to put Kamara into that top group. It's a one-year sample size. Give it more time. And if he goes 12-4 this year and then bounces back with a 10-6 next year or something like that, then, yeah, I'll be the first one saying, dude, I was completely wrong about him. So, somebody asked me, we still have RJ on Friday with the Astros game. I don't know. It just depends on when the game ends. If the game goes until like 6:15 or something, we're not going to have RJ on. Probably not. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. But, yeah, so far so good for the Titans. But, you know, I remain skeptical until they keep it going.
Yeah.
And we'll see how the next four games. You never really know with a first-year coach. So, okay, John has given me the list. 10 downtown bars. Does that mean I have to drink it?
10 beers.
Oh, man.
Or shots.
Times whatever the listeners buy you, right?
No. That's not happening. Not happening. So Dean's is a start. Been there. El Big Bad. Been there. Bovine and Barley. Love that place. Etro Lounge, I'm not familiar with.
You will be.
Molly's Pub, which I'm very familiar with. Lily and Bloom, not familiar. Hanky and Pilot, not familiar. Shea McElroy's, been too many times. Cottonmouth Club, been there. And the Live Sports Bar and Grill, which I've also been to. We did shows there. So, all right. So I know most of those.
Okay. It's not a bad list.
No, and it's all right down there in that same area, which is really cool. So that'll be a lot of fun. And looking forward to it. That'll be my one cheat day to drink.
We'll
be
enjoy
the pub crawl.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't see. It's funny, man. What's weird is I don't really miss it at all.
Yeah, I don't think I'm missing alcohol. I just want whatever's going to make me not feel crappy.
Yeah, it's like when I probably smoke weed a little more than usual.
Yeah,
but other than that, yeah. What are the odds of an Astros Dodgers World Series again?
There's definitely there's the potential for it. 7-8%.
Yeah, I think somewhere between 8-12%. I'll go a little bit higher because I still think the Dodgers are the best team in the NL. I think the question is going to be what do the Astros get by the Indians? If they do, I think they're going. I think they'll beat the Red Sox, the Yankees, the A's. I just don't. I'm going to be Mr. Negative and say I think it's going to be really hard to get by Cleveland.
Okay.
346 asks, has your week been miserable dealing with Cowboy fans like mine has? Worst fan base in sports. Mm-hmm. Not really. Cowboy fan has been pretty quiet. Saints fan has gotten out of control this week.
Yeah, they've pissed Fred off.
Yeah, they're dead to me. But, yeah, in fact, I have them ranked 31st. I have the Saints ranked 31st in my power rankings. And I hope Drew Brees gets 200 yards to get within a yard of the record, and then his arm explodes and he's dead forever.
Oh, come on.
Just kidding. Just kidding. You know that. What are the odds O'Brien finds a way for the Texans to lose this weekend? Well, 75%. Because they played four games, and three times he has.
Yeah.
So.
What are the odds Jason Garrett out O'Brien's O'Brien?
See, that's the problem. You've got the one guy that you can line up on the other side and say, maybe
head,
not.
Head coaching's not a big disadvantage.
We were joking about would you trade O'Brien for Garrett, and I said yes because Garrett only has a year left, and O'Brien you got stuck for four more years. But yeah, you're not Jason Garrett is not going to out scheme and out coach anybody.
Probably not.
Not even O'Brien. So yeah, but these are Ivy League guys, AJ. They're supposed to be smart.
Yeah.
Isn't that how it works? Joe asks, what are your thoughts on this? Which pro sport GM out of NBA, NHL, MLB, and NFL has the most difficult job to build a contender from top to bottom?
I think it's the NFL.
Yeah, I kind of think so.
You've got the most firm cap. You get
the most players, too, increases your margin of error in a good way and a bad way. You can make a lot more mistakes.
So with baseball, you've got a minor league system. You've got a way to develop guys.
Same thing with hockey.
It's tough with the NFL. You know, if you miss on a first round pick, that can set you back a couple years. So
especially if you're drafting a quarterback.
Right.
And just getting the right quarterback, getting the right people around him, that can be a tour. Well, look at the Browns. I mean, they've had high picks now every year, and they're still garbage. And one of these years, they're going to get better. Maybe they finally got the right GM. I think they do. But when you fire your coach every year and your GM every year, you're not going to get anywhere. But man, Buffalo, for that matter, look how long it's taken them just to get the playoffs last year. Yeah, I would say NFL is the hardest because – and not only that, I think in most of the other sports, there seems to be a pretty good delineation between what the general manager does and what the coach or manager does. Football, you have a lot of guys – like we saw the whole Bill O'Brien versus Rick Smith thing, right? And now he's got his guy, so the coach has a lot more say. Bill Parcells used to have a lot more say. It's just – and I think you have to balance that as a GM. So I would not want to be an NFL GM, especially not if I had to deal with Bill O'Brien.
I think the NBA is a little hard. If you don't have two top 10 players, I don't think you'll win. So you're
You can sixer it and suck for a while and keep getting number one picks, and sooner or later you get two top 10 players.
I don't know if they have two top 10 players, but because if you don't have LeBron, you don't have you have to be the Warriors.
Well, but look how the Warriors were built, though. I mean, other than before Durant, when they were winning titles, they drafted all those guys.
Yeah,
it took them like 4 or 5 years, though.
Still, I mean, but how long has it taken the Bills to get their act together, John?
Well, that's poor management.
But no, I think basketball's
the Browns,
because you only need one or two players.
Two guys can make a team viable.
Because those guys play both ends of the floor. They play a lot more. They have a bigger percent impact on the game than guys doing football.
And there's just more of a way to, I mean, through free agency, you get one or two guys and they can impact. Think about this, Jung. Who's the last superstar player that the Rockets drafted?
Yao?
How long ago was that?
When was that? 2001?
See, that's my point. Like, there's other ways to build a team in the NBA, and the Rockets stay competitive even though they never draft superstar players.
Well, yeah, they've been to the Western Conference Finals, what, twice in the last 4 years, and none of those guys were guys they drafted.
Yeah.
That are superstars. I mean, Capella they drafted, but I wouldn't call him a superstar.
Yeah, he's
useful.
I think with the NBA, one or two players, you can change the whole look of your franchise.
That's hard.
I mean, look at the Lakers. Yeah. Look what the Lakers have been the last 3-4 years. You think they're going to be anything close to what they've been the last 3 or 4 years now?
No, but I guess what I'm saying is, unless you have what the Warriors have, I mean, the Rockets, I guess you can put them in the mix. And the Lakers, no, I wouldn't say the Lakers because LeBron's on the team. You don't really have anybody else to contend. Maybe Boston? Maybe?
Yeah, I just contend.
I think that's by far the easiest to build a competitive team.
But I think in the NFL, though, you have a lot more teams that you can see winning.
Yeah, but that's not what he's asking.
He's saying if you've got a new, you've got to build a whole new roster from scratch, you got to start at the bottom. You start with the worst team. Who will it take the least amount of time to get it to being competitive or get it to be the best team? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the NBA is the easiest, and I don't think it's close.
And even look at Philly. The Sixers. The Sixers were a joke of a franchise for years and years and years. I think two years after their last number one draft pick, what were they, Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah.
I mean, or Eastern Semis, I guess. That's pretty good.
I would say.
Pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah, I would say football the hardest. And then hockey and baseball are kind of the same. The one difference is hockey has to deal with the salary cap. Baseball doesn't. But if you're a GM of a team that doesn't have a lot of money, then you're dealing with the same thing. So I might put baseball second hardest, hockey third hardest, NBA by far the easiest.
Okay.
Because those also require you to have more players. So you've got to hit on more guys.
Yeah.
But
I mean, baseball's minor league system is so... I mean, every franchise basically has like 8 full rosters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you've just got such a deep thing to build from. Eventually, you're going to find some players.
Well, and that's and hockey's kind of the same way because they have a really good development system and minor leagues. And NBA doesn't, but they are trying to get the.
They're trying to build it.
They're trying to build it, but I still think that's.
But the NFL has nothing like that, which is the other thing that I think makes it the hardest.
Right, and you're evaluating guys from all these different conferences and everything else.
Think about this: in the NFL, if you draft a guy in the third round, you're expecting him to be a player for you that year. Whereas in the NBA, if you draft a guy in the second round, you might not see that guy for 3 years. He might be some European guy that you're going to put into the G League, and you'll maybe we'll play. He's probably just a draft chip for you. Like, it's just,
yeah,
you know, it's a weird way to build. But in baseball, the guy who's the very first overall pick probably won't see the field for 3 years at the major league level. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, unless he's a Bryce Harper or something that's a right. once every 15 years guy.
But even he had to go through the minor leagues. Yeah. He was quick through it, but he had to go through it. You're drafted number one overall in the NBA, the NFL, the NHL even. You're playing. That's it.
Yeah, I think it varies, though. And well, do your read. We'll come okay. back to this.
All right, guys, got to tell you about my computer career. Ryan, back in May... He wasn't a company man. He was a stay-at-home dad. This August, less than 3 months later, he started his IT career doing something he loves, driving a company car, making more money. If you don't love what you do, change it, guys. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take their free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. If you don't have computer experience or training, no big deal. Helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.